and back, and so I've walked about 400 metres further on. I look to my left and I see the sun coming up. It's coming up really quickly, actually. In the last 40 or 50 seconds, it's probably doubled in sort of size, so to speak. But holy cow. Now, there are some clouds obscuring it, but that sun is coming up at a rate of knots. Mol. Molly. So, I saw the sun when it was just the kind of first, maybe 10% of it. And honestly, in the last 2 minutes, it's nearly fully up and over the water. As I say, there are some, there is quite a lot of cloud obscuring it, but what a sight to behold. You know, I can see the, I suppose it's like that heat haze, you know what I mean? That heat haze around the bottom edge of it. It's nearly up, just the last few percent of it is just kissing the horizon as it goes up. So our days are shorter, so I suppose it's going to be quicker coming up, isn't it? Because it's spending less time in the sky. It's up. It's up now. That was so quick. In the space of 2 minutes. And actually the light around me has taken on this... There's a different appearance around me now. And we're now into daytime, I suppose. I really like that twilight time. It is a very mystical time. It means quite a lot to me, actually. Twilight. Betwixt the night and the day. Dark and light. Especially in the morning. More in the morning. Okay, I have now decided that I'm going to walk a section of the Southwest Coast Path because this is beautiful. It is absolutely, the path is perfect, the scenery is perfect, and you can hear all the birds around me. I mean, they're crows, of course, but blackbird. Can hear something. And I suppose we're on Heathrow's flight path as well. Because there's a plane that, I can't see the plane that's making that noise. I can see another one, but if I look to my left on the skyline there, I can see 1, 2, 3, 4 planes, and they're kind of staggered in height. Molly, chasing bloody rabbits. Across to my right here, there's a lot of gorse. Something that I haven't seen in a while. You get a lot of gorse at the coast, I suppose, and a copse of hawthorn trees intertwined with ivy and brambles, actually. Some dead bracken there. This is beautiful. I am definitely planning a walk. This would be perfect in any season, I suppose, this path. I kind of look behind me now and I can see Beer opening up as I walk further west. I can see that, you know, the land behind me pulls apart as I get further away from it. But the path that I'm on at the moment is, you know, with the amount of people walking along, it's caused the path through this grass. The land inclines up to my right and then down on to my left. Except it's flattening out now, but I'm going to go up a hill. It'll be interesting to see once I get up on the top of here what this bit's like. There's little copse of trees on my right. What are they? They look to be quite dead. there have been cows in this field. Molly! Cow pats. We've got hawthorn and elder, actually. Elder's still alive. It looks dead. There's a lot of lichen on the elder trees. Actually, and on the hawthorn. There's a lot of lichen. Mol! Oh, what was that text message? Climbing up the hill now. And there's some cloud that's just... There's some cloud that's just appeared. In the middle distance over the sea. What a view. What a view. I'm going up a hill. I suppose I'm kind of on the top of it. I can't see across the other side yet. But looking back behind me, I can see quite far inland as well, across to my west. East. Behind me. Oh, there's the plane. Yes, so these are all the planes jetting off to the Americas, no doubt. All westbound from Heathrow and Gatwick. Right then, so if anybody wants to walk a section of this southwest coast path with me, I am definitely coming back here. This is fantastic. And for those in the UK, oh, look at these, there's three swans going to fly over me right now. This is quite a magical experience. You hear that? Hear them. They're about 300 metres away, I can still hear them. Bizarre. Three huge swans flew right over my head about, what, 6 metres above me? So, for those in the UK, and those who have an interest, you may have seen the programme Coast. Brilliant, brilliant television programme. And I just get the feeling of, you know, when the helicopter kind of flies up and you get this view of the coastline. That's what I feel like now, because everything's kind of opening out. There's cliff faces down to my left. I'm just going to come off the path a bit. Actually, I can't see where the path goes because there's a fence runs perpendicular across it. Right, so I'm now come to a fence. So I'm on the top of some cliffs. Oh, they're all cut. The top of the cliffs here are all covered in vegetation. But what I can see is like the top of a couple of needles just sticking up about 50 metres away from me with a white chalky face. Here's a mushroom that a small mushroom. It's grown out about 10 centimetres high and the top of it is flat, completely flat. It hasn't got that usual dome or cone shape. Oh, all right, okay, the path goes round this fence. So there's a fence. Oh, well, you know why there's a fence there, don't you, ladies and gentlemen? It's because there's a cliff on the other side of it. So I'm just approaching it. I can hear the sea underneath. Wow. The cliff faces are eroding away. There's a fence here that's been here for a long time. Oh, I'm on a kind of little... I'm on a little corner, so basically now I have to turn right to follow the coastline. I don't know whether you can hear that, because I haven't got my headphones plugged in. can hear the sea beneath me. I can't see down to the bottom, but there's about 3 to 5 meters of coast, sort of land before it kind of falls away into the sea. The cliff faces are white. It's a pity that clouds covering the sun, actually. So I'm walking up along the fence here. See bits of cliff face to my left. Just ahead of me, as I look along the cliff face, about 50 metres, it kind of rises up, so we're going to go uphill again. But I'm not going to go up there, I'm going to turn around and go back, get showered and have something to eat to bring the family up here, because this is beautiful. Oh, hear that? See down the bottom there. I'm going to try and come around this corner. Oh, you can see where the fence used to be. And the land has eroded away. Wow. So what they've done is they've brought another fence inside of that one. About 5 meters. The land has eroded away. Another fence is in the air. As it bridges a gap. I'm going to take a photograph. Okay. So I'm going to go up this little incline and get you for probably the last bit. Right, so I'm coming to the top of this hill now. And I took a peek over the edge. This is just a sight to behold. Oh my God, that is beautiful. What we have in this country. Beautiful. You're all wondering what I'm looking at. I'm taking photographs. Right, Molly Moo, I'll just pause you for a sec, sort the dog out. What a sight to behold. I've got the very pale yellow sun is rising up and becoming quite bright, actually. And painting the landscape, this different colour now. We had, in the dim light, we had kind of drab colours, saturated at the same time. But now, with this yellow sun, everything has a yellow tinge to it. And it makes me very proud to be here now. Makes me proud to live fairly near here in the grand scheme of things. Makes me proud to be British. Makes me proud to have all of these things around us. That are free. I mean, you've just got to get here, of course. This is such a peaceful place. I suppose we haven't got the tourists because of the time of year. And it's early. It's 25 to 8. But this is just absolutely beautiful.
All one word, all one word, out, one word, out, one word, out. One word, out.